Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'uzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has said, indeed, he who recites Salat upon me the most will be the closest to me on the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Dear Islamic brothers, it is a great bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal that He Azza wa Jal has granted us a tremendous gift in the form of Ramadan. Ramadan's every moment is full of mercy. The reward of a good deed is multiplied many times in this month. The reward of a nafil act is equivalent to that of a fard, while the reward of a fard act is multiplied 70 times more. In this month, even the sleep of a fasting person is considered an act of worship. The divine arsh, holding angels, saying Ameen for the dua of the fasting people. According to a hadith, the fish in the sea ask for forgiveness until iftar for the one who is fasting in Ramadan. Fast is a hidden form of worship. No one can come to know about your fast until you tell them. Allah Azza wa Jal likes hidden worship more. A blessed hadith says, fasting is a door of worship. Ramadan is a blessed and sacred month in which Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the Holy Quran. He Azza wa Jal mentions the revelation of the Holy Quran and Ramadan in these words, Tarjama Kanzul Iman, the month of Ramadan in which was sent down the Holy Quran, the guidance for mankind, the direction and the clear criteria to judge between right and wrong. So whoever among you finds this month must fast for the whole month, and whoever is sick or on a journey may fast the same number in other days. Allah Azza wa Jal desires ease for you and does not desire hardship for you, so that you complete the count of fasts and glorify Allah Azza wa Jal's greatness for having guided you, and so that you may be grateful. Regarding the first part of this verse, Shahru Ramadan al-Ladhi, a renowned commentator of the Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, alayhi rahmatul mannan, has stated in Tafsir Na'imi, like Rahman, Ramadan is probably one of the names of Allah Azza wa Jal, because He Azza wa Jal is worshipped the whole day and night in this month. Therefore, it is called Ramadan, i.e. the month of Allah Azza wa Jal. As a masjid or the holy Kaaba is referred to the house of Allah Azza wa Jal, because it is a place where Allah Azza wa Jal is worshipped. Ramadan is the month of Allah Azza wa Jal, because everyone is occupied with fulfilling the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal. Obviously, the fast and the Taraweeh Salah are forms of worship, but when a Muslim fasts, his halal job or business is also considered worship. The word Ramadan is derived either from the word Ramda'un, implies the autumn rain which washes the earth and produces a good spring harvest. Since this month also washes the dirt and dust of sins from the heart, making the crops of virtuous deeds blossoming, it is called Ramadan for this reason. For a good harvest, rain is needed every day in the first month of the rainy season, four times in the second month and once in the last month. The last rain prepares the crops for harvest. In the like manner, a Muslim does virtuous acts for 11 months, and then the fast of Ramadan prepares the crops of virtues. The word Ramd implies heat or burning. as the Muslim endure the burning of thirst and hunger in Ramadan, or as this month burns their sins, it is called Ramadan. In Kanzul Iman, page 217, volume 8, there is a narration reported by Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, this month is called Ramadan because it burns sins. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan alayhi rahmatul mannan has stated, some commentators rahimahumullahu ta'ala have said that different names were given to different months in relation to their reasons. For instance, the month that fell in summer was called Ramadan. The one in spring was called Rabiul Awwal. And the one that fell in water freezing winter was called Jamadiul Ula. In Islam, there is always a wonderful reason for a name. And the name is given in relation to the attributes in Islam. There is always a wonderful reason for a name. And the name is given in relation to the attributes of the thing. This is not found in other things. This is not found in other terms. We see an ignorant person named Muhammad Fazil, meaning learned. And a coward is called Sher-e-Bahadur, a brave lion. And an ugly man is called Yusuf Khan. But there is no such defect in Islam. Ramadan is a combination of virtues and excellence, which is why it is called Ramadan. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, on the first night of Ramadan, the portals of the sky and paradise are opened, which remained open until the last night of the month. So if anyone offers salah in the night of this month, Allah Azza wa Jal will reward him with 1,500 virtues for every sajda and make a place of red rubies for him that will have 60,000 gates. The gates will have hinges of gold that will be embroidered with red rubies. Thus, the one who fasts on the first day of Ramadan will be forgiven for his sins until the last day of this month. And 70,000 angels will ask for his forgiveness from morning till evening. Each time he prostrates during the day or at night, he will be granted a tree in heaven, and each tree is so huge that a horse rider can ride under its shadow for 500 years. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear standard brothers, what an enormous favor our Hannan and Mannan Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon us by granting us this blessed month for the sake of his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is the month in which all the portals of heaven are opened and the reward for good deeds is greatly increased. According to the foregoing hadith, the one who offers salah in any of the nights of Ramadan will be granted the reward of 1,500 good deeds for every sajda he performs. Further, there will be a great magnificent heavenly palace for him. This blessed hadith also contains glad tidings that 70,000 angels make dua for forgiveness of the fasting Muslim from morning till evening. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.